And so it could be down there, or more likely, I think a more sober understanding would say that it's occupying a different spiritual dimension of existence. Nevertheless, the fire feels real enough, and all sorts of insidious torments rack the soul in that place of outer darkness. And there may be different levels of hell with different torments devised by Satan as punishments for different types of sins. So according to these conventional theological models, what you have to say is that all human beings are created, predestined for eternal torment in hell unless they are intercepted during the relatively infinitesimally short span of their life. You know, the ratios are out of whack a little bit here. You've got on this side eternity and on this side your lifetime. You know, if you try to do that as a fraction, you know, it doesn't work. I'm not good with math, but I know that there's some problems there. Anyway, relatively infinitesimally short span of the life, unless you must be intercepted by the good news of the gospel during that relatively short infinitesimally span of your life or suffer eternal darnation. And this is the type of thing that troubles Rob Bell, I believe, and people like him. And to be fair, the Catholic Catechism states clearly that no person in hell will be punished disproportionately. God is just. Even if his justice is not clear from our own perspective, even if we don't understand it from our own perspective, this is a foundational tenet. It's right in the catechism. The punishment in hell is not unjust. It is just, regardless of. Okay, now hell is the type of thing that gives us a bad name in the modern world, right? This is why we're here, you know, talking about this right now. In the modern era, this just is. So many pastors, you know, are kind of trying to like back up from this, but then in the fundamentalist side of it, you're saying, you know what, people need to know they're going to hell. We need to get the good news out there more. Hell is depicted, based on the sayings of our master, as an unquenchable fire, outer darkness, place of gnashing of teeth, place of torment, simply separation from God, based on the verse where the master says, away from me, you evildoers. I never knew you. But there is a problem with sending every non-Christian to hell. One that seems to occur to everyone sooner or later. It hardly seems fair. Especially to the Old Testament heroes. Because they weren't Christians. They lived before the days of the gospel. So the early church had to find a mechanism for getting Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, David, and all the holy Ushpezin and the rest of the Old Testament heroes out of hell and into heaven. And so one traditional Christian explanation posits that the Old Testament heroes existed in a state, a special place in hell. They had their own special room called Limbus Partum, which meant Limbo of the Fathers. Medieval Christians imagined it sort of as a waiting room on the edge of hell, where all the Old Testament saints were penned up and waited there for Christ's resurrection. And according to this theology, when Christ died, he opened the gates of limbo and let all the righteous Bible heroes who had lived before him out. And they followed him up and out, as it says in Psalm 68, quoted in Ephesians 4, 8. When he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. So this explanation created a theological buffer zone between Judaism and Christianity. You see, it allowed Christian theology to maintain that prior to the death and resurrection of Jesus, No one had ever attained paradise. The theology of limbo of the fathers allowed the Old Testament heroes in the New Covenant paradise, you know, to come on into the New Covenant paradise while keeping all the heathens at bay and most Jews. Keep most Jews safely in hell. We'll just let these Bible heroes through. You know, this was actually never an official church doctrine, though. It's a very popular church teaching, but it never was something that was canonized. It's not. I could not find any sort of creedal form of it whatsoever. But it does survive in Protestant thought. It's called the harrowing of hell. It's the idea that Christ, while he was dead, he busted through the gates of Hades and let out these heroes of the faith. And it's a common belief among Catholics and Protestants. You want to see it? Go to a passion play. And you'll usually have a harrowing of hell scene in a passion play. Isn't that interesting how, like, you know, we carry on these traditions? It's like a Christian midrash that's just handed on orally through passion plays. Christians imagine Jesus entering into that gloomy netherworld of moping spirits, you know, and leading out the saints. A related idea has one of the upper spheres of hell is called is a different kind of limbo. There's another limbo, and that's the limbo of the unbaptized infants. So here we solve the problem with children. Here are children who died without Christian baptism, but before reaching the age of committing a sin, knowing good or evil, as we were speaking about ages of accountability. The souls of these children remain in limbo, which is described as a pleasant section of hell. I know that's, you know, I picture it sort of like a big daycare. They're happy. But nonetheless, they're denied the beatific vision and entrance into the glory of heaven, so says the Catechism. I'm just telling you what Christianity teaches. I'm not telling you what you believe or don't believe or did believe. So don't get upset with me. And I'm making broad generalizations, sweeping generalizations. You can get upset, it's okay.